So at this time, we'll continue with our children's message. And so I have with me, kids, the hymnal that is in the pew that we sometimes use, which is usually on the overhead, but this is a hymnal. And in this hymnal, there are 16 hymns that are written by one person. And that one person has a very interesting background and helps us understand why she wrote as she did. Those 16 songs are written by a lady named Fanny Crosby. She lived, I think, from 1820 to 1915. But when she was 18 months old, she developed an eye infection. And her regular doctor was out of town. And so someone posing, that is, pretending to be a doctor, came to her and put drops in her eyes. Obviously, he didn't know what he was doing. And in a few days, she was totally blind. Now, I don't know about you, but if that happened to me, I think I would be bitter and feel sorry for myself for the rest of my life. But that's not what Fanny Crosby did. In fact, when she was only 8 years old, she wrote this poem. "Oh, what a happy child I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." Instead of feeling sorry for herself, which we probably would do or be tempted to do, she instead focused on the gifts that God had given her, and she wrote no less than 8,000 hymns and poems over the course of her life. That is amazing. And so when you go through the hymnal and you read some of the songs that she wrote with the idea in the back of your mind that she became blind, it becomes even more amazing. But one day Jesus was walking through a crowd of people and he came across a man who was born blind, and his disciples and others asked, "Lord, who sinned that this person was blind, his parents or himself?" And Jesus said, "Nobody's to blame. Rather, he is blind in order to show and reveal the glory of God." And Jesus healed him. And after he healed him and he received his sight, the people around praised God and gave him glory. Same thing that Fanny Crosby did. She used her talents and her abilities to give glory and praise to God. And every time we sing her songs, that's exactly what we're doing. And God wants us to do that very thing. Now, God didn't heal Fanny Crosby, and perhaps if he did, we might not have had those 8,000 songs and poems that she wrote. But one thing we can remember, no matter what the tragedy we face in life, God can use it for our good. And I think maybe that's a good word for today, facing the virus that we are. There's a lot of bad things happening, but you know, God can and will use a lot of good things from it. So that's for you kids. And some of you have the worship bulletin by now, and you can have fun with that.